Hey there, sister friend. Welcome to the Angelica Duncan Show. I'm your host, Angelica Duncan, wife, mother of five, Jesus girl, chai connoisseur, and lover of all things chocolate. This is the place where real women who want to experience real life with the real God can let their hair down, kick off their heels, and expose their hearts about the truths and triumphs of what it's like to intentionally walk in their kingdom purpose and grow their ministry platforms as kingdom influencers who glorify the Lord, spread the gospel, and point people to Christ. Sister friend, this is the safe haven you've been craving, so you can be encouraged and empowered to live boldly in God's unique design for you. I'm all about equipping you to go deeper into the Word so you can go deeper into ministry. You're going to get my best ministry building tips, a full understanding of what the Bible has to say about truly living as a kingdom woman, and everything you'll need to daily dance with the King. And of course, I'm always committed to sharing my heart with you, giving you an extra healthy dose of witty inspiration, and shooting straight from the hip. Grab a cup of chai, get comfortable. You're going to enjoy every minute of today's episode. I'm so delighted and honored to have you here with me today. Hey there, sister friends. Angelica Duncan here, and I'm back with another episode of the Angelica Duncan Show. So today, I thought it would be really cool for you to actually hear from some of our Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle sister friends. And if you don't know what the Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle is, let me tell you what it is. It is my monthly coaching group experience for anointed women who know in their Noah, they've got a message that's just burning in their heart. They've got a ministry that's just been brewing in their belly, and they know that they're supposed to be stepping out into the online space and bringing that message to people who need to hear it. And I equip them to be able to build sustainable and spirit-filled online ministries. This is an area where I'm just really passionate about. I truly believe, and you will hear me say this a lot, especially if you join us inside of the Inner Circle, or you've probably heard me say this on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, inside of our boot camps and whatnot. I truly believe that there's a great revival that is on the horizon, and that revival is going to happen in the online space. And I truly believe that women are going to lead the way. And so we are preparing for that. We're preparing for the revival that's going to take place. I'm showing women how to step into their anointing, to even know what that is, to know their calling, to, you know, understand what they want their community to be like in the online space, to be building loyalty, and just doing all of the things that are necessary to be able to navigate the online space, because it is different than building ministry offline. It's a different beast, but I show them how to do it in an authentic way that seems like second nature to them. And inside of the Inner Circle, there are trainings and teachings on social media, mindset trainings, heart set trainings, tech trainings, all kinds of things. We even have a private podcast in there that's exclusive for our Inner Circle sister friends. And it is a labor of love. It is next to my children, me birthing and carrying my children. This is probably one of, I think, the greatest things that I've birthed in my lifetime. And I'm very, very proud of the work that we do. We also seem to have a crisis happening in the church. And that crisis is that there are not enough women in leadership within the body of Christ. And when they step into leadership, they aren't compensated financially the same as men. There's actually a statistic out there that women who have an executive pastor position are paid 50% less than a man in the same place. And that's a problem. That's a problem. And so part of my mission in the body of Christ is to call women up as we send them out and to show them how to begin earning a consistent income with their online ministry and to be able to support themselves and their families. Because if that is their vocation, then they have a right to earn a living from preaching and teaching the gospel. And so the Inner Circle is here for that. And so without further ado, I want you to actually hear from some of our ladies who have taken our classes, who have been involved in Inner Circle. We've been around since October 2020. And so we are heading into our second year at the time of this recording. And so you're going to get to hear from the ladies. And if anything that I have said, anything that they are going to say interests you and you are like, I need to be a part of this Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle. I want to be a sister friend. I want to link arms with you all. Then I want you to go to angelicaduncan.com/innercircle and you can sign up. At the time of this recording, our doors are open. But if you stumble upon this and our doors are not open, jump on the wait list. And you'll be the first to know when we do open up our doors. So without further ado, I want you to hear from some of our Kingdom Influencer sister friends. Right now, the very next thing you're going to hear them talk about is their first thoughts when they joined us. What was going on in their head? What was going on in their heart? What was going on, you know, where they were and their very first thoughts upon joining. So be warned, because the conversation and what you're going to hear them say is just raw. It's off the cuff. And so be prepared for that. And without further ado, listen in.
Hi, this is Keisha Millen here. My initial thoughts when I joined the Kingdom Inner Circle. I was nervous, I was excited, and I was just eager to learn. God had given me this ministry, business ministry, and He had given it to me to implement. However, I just needed to get in position to receive the necessary tools to get it started. And when I tell you, I was scrolling Facebook and I just ran across Angelica's boot camp offer. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. And so I joined the boot camp. And from there, I just took off from there. I went from the boot camp to the Kingdom Inner Circle. And it was simply amazing. God sent. It was truly God's. And I am just so, so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to be amongst like-minded women and to be under Angelica's guidance and leadership.
My first thoughts when I first joined the Inner Circle was to actually go through the learning product, the beginning foundations of ministry, to really dig in and find out how to improve in things that I have been doing for a while that is not working. So it has not been the same as anything else that I have invested in. I think the time and plus walking outside of home for a long period of time is a crunch for me. But it's something I'm continually working on to keep improving and to get to that destination of, I mean, there's no destination, to continue to improve in what I need to do.
My initial thought, my reasoning for joining the Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle was Angelica's compassion and her wisdom and her desire to want to help women go deeper into the online space and into their ministry. So that encouraged me and that influenced me to go ahead and join. So that was my initial thoughts and reasoning.
Okay, so now that you've heard about their first thoughts, now you're going to hear about what it's like inside of the Inner Circle and, you know, kind of just hear from them, you know, what they enjoy about the Inner Circle, what it's like inside, what they are experiencing on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, and now year-to-year type of experience. So listen in.
Being a member in the Inner Circle is absolutely amazing. Once again, I love it. It was truly a great investment for me. Being in the actual groups, having a group breakout section and just being amongst like-minded women has been really, really awesome. I was able to get in a group, a accountability group. And when I tell you, it was just a wonderful thing. We glean off each other. We encourage, motivate, and push each other. We are now all in our different areas of walking and working in our ministry. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to link arms. The investment was definitely worth it. And I am simply grateful and thankful for the opportunity.
Being a member of the Inner Circle has given me that assurance, somewhat of an assurance that I don't have to rush and I can go back and relearn certain things, that I can go back and re-listen to certain things. It's not as if, I have paid for it, the time has lapsed, and I won't be able to use it, or I won't be able to gain that knowledge of what I had purchased. So it's as if you're going through a treasury hunt where you're finding little treasures here and there, and you can go back again to relish that treasure and to also learn more about it. It's as if, you know, when you go, if you miss something at first and then you go back, then you can gain even greater knowledge of what you've missed, or you discover what you have really missed that you didn't hear well, or you were not positioned to really hear it then. It gives you that, you know, assurance, and it gives you that confidence that, okay, I can go back and listen to this and learn some more. So that's what it's been for me. I have not explored everything in the Inner Circle yet, but all the things that I have explored so far has been learning experience.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm a student learning the different, first with the affirmations and even with the guides, learning so much, reading through the material and listening to the videos inside the portal and, you know, trying out the things that I've learned on my Facebook page and my Facebook community. I'm definitely a student again, because I think I'm a lifelong learner. That's something that I've always been interested in learning. So I never think that I've arrived. So just being inside the portal and being inside the influencers, a part of the Sister Friends, has encouraged me, and it's making me a better person. So I'm excited still, and grateful for the opportunity to cross paths with the Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle.
My goodness, what is it like? Oh my gosh, it's a family. I have never been in a place with more supportive women helping each other, holding each other up, keeping each other accountable, cheering our victories, encouraging our, not defeats, but encouraging us when things don't entirely go as planned. Communication is amazing, and especially you and Kelly keeping us on track and not letting us go off in many million different directions that we're constantly pulled to, but constantly keeping our eyes focused on Jesus and on what he has to do for us. That is amazing. That is just something that I didn't know I needed until I had it. I've always been the encourager. It's rare to be encouraged. Thank you.
Now that you've heard what it's like inside of the Inner Circle, I want you to hear about their favorite part, their favorite thing, the one or two things that they cannot wait to experience. They cannot wait. Maybe it's a resource to download that resource and use it, or something they cannot wait to participate in inside of the Kingdom Influencers Inner Circle.
For me, I will have to say the monthly field guides. I truly enjoy those. They are so helpful in more ways than one. I really look forward to getting those monthly. And also, I will have to say the Inner Circle Facebook group. I really enjoy that group. Of course, we have access to that daily and just seeing the ladies when they make posts, make their accomplishments, and just even basic questions. I mean, just something you can glean and learn from just from the Facebook group alone. And also, like I said, even with the beautiful accomplishments, it's just a joy to see those come through on the Facebook.
Things that I have used I will say more frequently or the most is the war room. I go there to listen to prayers, and prayers never expires. So when you are in a place where you really want to listen to prayer, or you want to hear the teachings from, you know, the things that Angelica had thought about in the prayer room, or some revelation that she gave, it's a way of tapping into that spiritual realm again to kind of reassure or to listen, because even sometimes when you listen, you might even hear something that you didn't hear before. So that has been most of the area that I have really digged into, or that I have repeatedly visited. I have not visited the other areas as much, but I kind of take my time to work on certain things. When I'm working on what I need to work on, I go back and release into the prayer room experience most of the time. And it's been very helpful.
What I like the most, that is hard, because I do try to be a part of the war room, but because it happens during while I'm still at work, it's really hard to be a part of it. But I do try. I think that's awesome to have the war room. And the field guides, I love the field guides. They're beautifully made, and they're very helpful. Need to dig deeper into them, but I love the field guides. I guess my number three would be the Facebook group. And so, yeah, the war room, the field guides, and the Facebook group, all three are my top threes.
For me, it's the monthly, what are your goals? How are you going to reach your goals? How can we pray for you? How can we help you reach them? And then the reporting in middle of the month, how are you doing? How's it going? And then at the end of the month, what did you do? What could you have done better? That's my favorite regular thing. I like the war room. I'm still kind of a bit iffy on the prophecy, the prophetic side of it, because I've had such a bad experiences with it. It's kind of hard to take off the old too tight clothes and put on the well-fitting dress, but I'm trying. And I keep missing the upper room mastermind because my schedule's a little crazy. Hopefully I can get into there soon. So that's what I really love and appreciate. And I feel seen and heard, which you don't know how amazing that is.
And there you have it, sister friends. You have heard from some of our Kingdom Influencers, sister friends, about their experiences with the Inner Circle, what it's like inside, their thoughts going into it, what their experiences have been like, and, you know, their favorite part. I have to tell you, I really do enjoy coaching the ladies inside of the Inner Circle. It is an extreme delight. It's a pleasure. It's actually like a dream come true to me to be able to pour into women, to uplift them in their purpose, to equip them for their purpose, to help them to go deeper into the word so that they can go deeper into ministry. It's that kind of thing that just, it gets me out of bed. It excites me. It invigorates me. you know, outside of a course, all the other things that I love to do with my family and loving on them and all of that, you know, all of those things. This is a part of my purpose that I wake up every day knowing this is what I was designed to do in this season of my life. And so I hope that you'll consider joining us inside of the Inner Circle. You can actually go to angelicaduncan.com/innercircle. And you can join us inside. Our doors are currently open at the time of this recording. And if you happen to stumble upon this recording and the doors aren't open, then make sure that you hop on the wait list. That way, the next time our doors are open, you will be one of the first people to know. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I pray that it helps you make a decision that's best for you, and that we'll be seeing you inside of the Inner Circle. Talk soon. Dance with the King. Bye-bye. Hey there, sister friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast and hanging out with me today. It's such a delight and honor to have you here with me. I tell everyone I meet I have the best online community, and I really do mean that. Week after week, you show up and show out for us, sister, and that truly makes my heart leap for joy. If you had a hashtag mind blown moment or were like, "Ooh, girl, that was good," and you shared today's episode with a friend or family member, I am forever grateful. Thank you so, 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 so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hey, look, be sure to subscribe to The Angelica Duncan Show on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and any and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Either way, by subscribing, you'll be in the know as soon as a new episode is released, and I wouldn't want you to miss a thing. Also, I would love it if you would leave me a review. It would mean the world to me if you simply shared your heart about what The Angelica Duncan Show means to you and how it has impacted your life. And here's why. Another woman in the same position as you will read your review and decide if The Angelica Duncan Show is just what she needs or has been desperately searching for right now in this very season of her life. Your review could be a huge part of what may very well be a life-altering decision for her and her family. Yep, God could use you as a catalyst to totally change the trajectory of another woman's life. And that's something I know you, as a kingdom-minded, purpose-focused woman, takes pretty doggone seriously. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And until next time, ciao and dance with the King.